All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Back in time.
Where were you?
February 7th, 1984. News from NASA. Space shuttle astronauts Bruce McCandless II and Robert L. Stewart today went on the first untethered spacewalk. Donning jet-powered backpacks, McCandless and Stewart unhooked their lifelines and slowly rose up and away from Challenger.
Well, that may have been one small step for Neil, but it's a heck of a big leap for me.
Showbiz news. There's a lot of talk these days about nude TV commercials. Word is they've already made them, but are we ready for them? At the movies, Meryl Streep, Kurt Russell, and Cher star in Silkwood.
I just hate people talking about me that way.
Karen, the company's got to blame somebody, otherwise it's their fault.
It's the story of Karen Silkwood, an Oklahoma nuclear plant worker who blew the whistle on dangerous practices at the Kerr-McGee plant and who died under mysterious circumstances.
How did that plutonium get in my house?
Did you put it there?
Did I what? What are you, crazy? Think I'm... You think I contaminate myself? You think I'd do that?
I think you'd do just about anything to hurt this company.
Tuesday Night TV, the A-Team is on the trail of a gang that uses sophisticated commando tactics for robbing busloads of tourists.
If you want to stay alive, you better keep your mouth shut. Or I'll nail it shut.
And on the radio, Culture Club captures the top of the chart this week with this one. Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1984.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.